your message. In other words, like, it was very windy. It's very turbulent. And to see the bigger picture of things, like, in other words, everything on the linear, all the physicality, it doesn't always look like a pretty picture. It doesn't always, like, I literally see, like, clothes in a dryer or whatever. It's just being tumbled around. And then I've got, like, this slide where these beings are just, like, being tumbled out. So, in other words, it's really about seeing the bigger picture of things, seeing the light, seeing the afterglow, the after effect. I do see windy times. I do see, like, turbulent times. But what you're really looking at is the bigger forecast, like the bigger vision, the bigger picture, the bigger picture. I literally have people, like, sailing the seven seas, and they've got sea monsters, they've got waves. Like, it does not look fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, they get to their destination. So I feel like it's about seeing the bigger vision rather than the tunnel vision of, like the scene they're showing me. It's like someone plans for a nice picnic and they make good food and they've got their basket and the nice linen cloth, and then they show up and it's like a rainstorm. So you want to make allowances. You want to, the message is really to remember the bigger picture, not the individual slice of life, because you're going to have rainy days and sunny days. So that's the message that's coming through. Do you have something specifically you'd like to ask?
I'm sorry, I muted myself. There's a lot of noise.
That's okay.
It's just, I keep getting caught about what I'm supposed to do here. And I did. I made this investment. I bought these really beautiful Isis Oracle cards. And they have really been helpful to me and just levels I would have never known. But I'm still stuck with what it is that I'm supposed to do. I have this website, I'm doing all of these things, and it's like nothing's happening. And it's kind of forcing me to doubt myself, and I don't like that that's there. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, push it away.
Well, what do you want to do? What's your goal? What do you want to do?
In terms of the website, or mm-hmm. in terms of
however you want to answer the question.
Well, ultimately, the idea that I had was to create a sacred space mm-hmm. so that people could grow and heal from traumatic experiences. And do so in a loving and supportive environment. And it's like I keep extending that as a option, but I keep realizing that unless I get rid of it myself, I'm not really going to be of service to the other people. And I'm trying so hard to, like, get rid of what's there. And it's like I don't see it. Like, I know it's there, I can't see it.
And say your first name.
Latoya.
So funny, I had to think what your name was. I just honestly feel like you're right on track. When I get pulled the card, I've got light and triumphant success. I don't feel like the website, first of all, is the most gorgeous website I've ever seen in my entire life. But nevertheless, I don't feel like the website is what it's about. I feel like it's about your own realizations, your own orchestration, and I feel like that's what's tumbling out. I feel like you're in process. I don't feel like you're wrong. I don't feel like you're on the wrong page, on the wrong, like am I standing on the wrong sidewalk corner or something? I don't feel that at all. I just feel like you're serving as you're demonstrating your own awareness, like you're still growing. It's everything you said, like you're still growing, you're still learning. You are the walking, living website. And as you come to your own understandings, as you come to your own acquittal, as you come to your own empowerment, it's like from there, your steps are ordered. So if your next step isn't there, it's just because energetically you're not there yet. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be, like the acorn, the trees and the acorn. And I feel like it is your destiny. And that is the most beautiful. I've seen people like, look at my website, look at my website. By far, you have the most gorgeous website of anybody. So this is about, but to be honest, to me, you're the living website. So it's really about you walking it out. So walking in faith. And so those Isis cards is exactly right. It's really about going, they're saying like going into your treasure chest, going into your hope chest, and bringing out your brilliance, bringing out your realizations. And from there, I'm just going to pull a card, but I know what I'm going to get. And say your name again, please. Say your name again.
LaToya.
Thank you. LaToya, unmute and say your name one more time for me, sweetheart.
LaToya.
Thank you. Despite your frustration, I feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be. It's like your steps are ordered. It's what you're learning. I mean, I know your end result because I can feel it. But you're on like a master's path. It's not about you just teaching someone an affirmation. It's really like your life process. It's what you learn. It's what you derive at. It's what you, how you evolve. And when you're at that precise moment of recognition where it's like, aha, I just feel like everything that you need will, you'll connect with the right person. You'll be like, wait, it's like your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. So I feel like it's more so in terms of stepping into your abundance in the here and now. In other words, opening up to your spiritual riches, opening up to your soul satisfaction. So the Isis cards actually make sense because that's what it's about. It's like going deeper. It's the same thing for me, to be honest. It's like I'm doing what I'm doing, which is very helpful and supportive, and yet there's this further extension. There's this further blessing, and it's like, where is it? And so Spirit will look at me and say, okay, Nicole, where is it? Like, in other words, it's growing out of me. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Frustrating on the linear. And yet, I just feel like as you keep aligning with Source, let me just put final outcome. Hold on. Yeah, I didn't have to pull the card simply because I had Martin Luther King Jr. standing. So once I see him, I know we're in the right path. So number one, I saw Dr. King. Number two, I've got rejoice and celebration. That's your end result. That is your end result. So this is about opening up to Spirit in each moment. We think we do, but to be honest, I'll just tell you the truth in my life. There are deeper levels of truth that are just waiting for me to arrive at. It's the honest truth. I've got emerald tablets with you, whatever they are. Emerald Tablets. So maybe read about that, open up to the channelings of that. Thoth, however you say his name, T-O-T-H, something like that. Yeah, you got some kind of energy from that that you're working with. Let me see what else I can tell you. LaToya, say your name again, sweetheart.
LaToya.
Thank you. If I say this, I know it's so frustrating to receive it, like you're gonna throw a wet noodle at me, but you have opportunity to go further into source. You just do. And that's a huge compliment. That is a huge compliment. Others can't. They don't have the gifting. They don't have the access. You do. I literally see you like through the corridors of time. You're a time traveler. You're a shapeshifter. Your gifts are extraordinary. So you're an alchemist. So you're welcoming all these aptitudes back. I feel like you're going to be able to look at somebody and literally see, like I see you looking at someone and like their lungs or whatever, it's like you're breathing with their lungs and something about a tree. It's like when you're breathing, it's like I see their lungs, but it looks like branches of a tree. Your gifts are going to be expanding. Gosh, I get as lazy as the next one. So do what I say, not what I do. But you're really going to be walking between two worlds where you're in this world, but you're also with spirit. I don't feel bad when I tune into you. It feels good. It feels really good. LaToya, say your name again, sweetheart.
LaToya.
Thank you. I feel like you're in training. You're going to have some kind of prayer, very powerful prayer ministry. You're in training. You're in training to keep your energies balanced and not go into codependency land where praying for what someone wants versus what someone needs. So you're in some kind of training in that regard. Because sometimes people are in the middle of a pickle because that's exactly where God placed them. Because being in that situation, they're going to release their ego. They're going to, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's sort of like where they are is actually where they need to be. So you're not praying for them to be released from it. You're praying for them to gain wisdom and understanding and like to learn what it is that their higher self wants them to learn. So I feel like you're somehow in training in that regard, like to learn how to keep your energy aligned with truth and spirit in the midst of, they're saying the bloodshed, I'm so sorry, but in the midst of the drama. And you're in training, because I do feel like you're going to have a very powerful position. And so you have to be able to hold it. You have to be able to not have your chain yanked, you know, like to get off position of truth. So I feel like you're in training. I feel like you're being sent experience, like what comes to you is valid for the learning, for the teaching. So in that sense, you're right where you need to be. You're right where you need to be. You could join like a prayer ministry or something if you feel so inspired. Excuse me, something like that, simply to have the practice if you have not done so already. But I still feel like you're learning, you're accelerating. There's one other piece. LaToya, say your name again, please.
LaToya.
I feel like you're going to go deeper in your authority, deeper in your response. Yeah, it's everything I said. Everything I said. But I do see our Emerald Tablets and so or whatever his name is. Let's see what else. If there's anything else, and say your name, sweetheart.
LaToya.
Open up to teaching. Open up to be to teaching. You're being taught. You're being trained. So open up to teaching. I learn as much as far as my development on the books as much as off the books. So what I mean by that, I learn as much having a conversation with a customer service rep as I do channeling in a session. Like, in other words, I'm always on. Like there is no downtime. You're in training. You're in training. They're literally showing me like a baker, you know, baking his pie, baking his pie. It feels very good. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the answer you were looking for.
No, I mean, it's just... I resonate with everything that you say. I really do feel like I'm in two different places all the time, and I'm trying to find a place where it doesn't feel like that, because it's kind of throwing me off, because I'm not where the other part of me is. It kind of makes me look at my, like, everyday existence like it's something wrong with it, and I know that's, like, weird, but that's exactly what it makes me feel like. Like, I should have more, I should be more, I should be doing more, because I'm very aware, I am more increasingly aware of this extra sensory aspect of myself, and it's just, it's playing this really weird tug of war, and I don't know what to do with that information.
Well, I feel like you're offering kindness to others. In other words, when you extend that higher awareness, you know, like that MAT study, so the observer affects the object. So when you have that higher awareness and you're seeing loved ones, or you're seeing passerbys, or you're seeing countries, or whatever you're seeing, you're influencing consciousness. So when you say you should be doing more, you are doing. See, this is the whole point. It's not like you're waiting for it to begin. It's going on. So that's the first thing, is to realize you already are the healer. You already are offering healing. So that's an ongoing process. But when you say like two worlds, the whole point is the integration. So the whole point is to walk in supposed life, but to really see it anew, because that's what's bringing heaven to earth, to see it all anew. And so as you keep extending, I don't know what the step is, but I just feel like the steps are going to be ordered. And I feel like you're in training. Yeah, I feel like I got embraced, so there you go. So when you extend your awareness to situations you see on the news or whatever, it's like you already are. That's all I know so far, my love. Okay, I can't hear you, just so you know.
I said thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome. All right. When I meditate later, I will bring you in to meditation and just see if anything else arrives.
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday to your daughter.
All right. I'll tell her. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Bye, honey.